Task one. Listen to five speakers and match each speaker with one of the statements, A to F. There is one statement you do not need to use. You will hear the recording twice. Now you have 30 seconds to look through the statements. Now we begin.
Speaker 1.
We try and go somewhere every weekend. You know, it's so easy living in the city to forget that the countryside exists. But it's just really relaxing to get back to nature for an hour or two. Breathe in some country air, see some beautiful, unspoilt scenery. Not have to rush for a change. You come back really refreshed and realise that you haven't thought about work all day. Fantastic.
Speaker 2.
Well, I've got over 200 CDs, so I might as well listen to them, mightn't I? No, I mean, what I really love about it is that you can always find something to fit your mood. You know, if you're sad or miserable, you put on something sad and miserable, and strangely, it makes you feel better. And if you're in a really good mood, you put on something really poppy and dance around the room. Well, I do anyway.
Speaker 3.
Yeah, they're totally addictive. Like yesterday, I spent the whole day playing Cyberforce Invaders. It's great. I got to level 7. My mum and dad do sometimes complain that I spend all my time up here, but I want to be a professional programmer when I'm older, so I've got to learn all about it, haven't I?
Speaker 4.
I started playing when I was 4, actually. My dad taught me the rules, and I'm now a member of a local club. We meet 2 or 3 times a week. Some people think it must be really boring, but it's not. I think what I like most about the actual game is that there's so much skill involved. It's not a game of chance and luck, like so many other games. And you can always improve. You can never say, right, I'm as good at this as I'll ever be. The more you play, the better you get.
Speaker 5.
I've always been good at art. You know, it was my favourite subject at school, so it's always been my hobby, really. These days, when I do a picture, I usually have a person in mind to give it to. They're perfect for birthdays and Christmas, you see. They're personal. People like hanging them up and telling other people, oh, Al did that. And of course, it saves me money too.
Now you have 30 seconds to check your answers. Now, listen again.
Speaker 1.
We try and go somewhere every weekend. You know, it's so easy living in the city to forget that the countryside exists. But it's just really relaxing to get back to nature for an hour or two. Breathe in some country air, see some beautiful, unspoilt scenery. Not have to rush for a change. You come back really refreshed and realise that you haven't thought about work all day. Fantastic.
Speaker 2.
Well, I've got over 200 CDs, so I might as well listen to them, mightn't I? No, I mean, what I really love about it is that you can always find something to fit your mood. You know, if you're sad or miserable, you put on something sad and miserable, and strangely, it makes you feel better. And if you're in a really good mood, you put on something really poppy and dance around the room. Well, I do anyway.
Speaker 3.
Yeah, they're totally addictive. Like yesterday, I spent the whole day playing Cyberforce Invaders. It's great. I got to level 7. My mum and dad do sometimes complain that I spend all my time up here, but I want to be a professional programmer when I'm older, so I've got to learn all about it, haven't I?
Speaker 4.
I started playing when I was 4, actually. My dad taught me the rules, and I'm now a member of a local club. We meet 2 or 3 times a week. Some people think it must be really boring, but it's not. I think what I like most about the actual game is that there's so much skill involved. It's not a game of chance and luck, like so many other games. And you can always improve. You can never say, right, I'm as good at this as I'll ever be. The more you play, the better you get.
Speaker 5.
I've always been good at art. You know, it was my favourite subject at school, so it's always been my hobby, really. These days, when I do a picture, I usually have a person in mind to give it to. They're perfect for birthdays and Christmas, you see. They're personal. People like hanging them up and telling other people, oh, Al did that. And of course, it saves me money too.
Now you have 30 seconds to choose your answers. That is the end of task 1. Task 2. Listen to the story and mark the statements below, 6 to 10, with T if they are true, F if they are false, or an S if the information is not given. You will hear the recording twice. Now you have 30 seconds to look through the statements. Now we begin.
Cave diving, officially the world's most dangerous sport, isn't for everyone. If you're the kind of person who enjoys being underwater in dark, enclosed spaces, then it's probably the ultimate adventure sport. People often say cave diving sounds like their worst nightmare, but for people like me, it's a real passion. It's like the caves have a power over me. What I love about it most is the amazing beauty of these caves, not to mention their incredible size. It's like nowhere else. You're looking at rock formations that are millions of years old, and the water is crystal clear. Another thing I like is that I'm seeing things that no one has ever seen before. I'm like an explorer discovering new places. This is especially true now that I go down on my own. When I was first learning how to dive, I went down with an instructor who showed me where to go, so that wasn't the same. But you shouldn't go alone until you've had lots of practice and experience. Even then, it can be very dangerous, but that's what some divers say they love about it. They enjoy the challenge. I always plan my dives as much as I can, as I prefer to be in control. If I feel stressed, I make mistakes. But if you know what you're doing, then you shouldn't have a problem. I think the worst thing that can happen is if your lights go out for some reason. It's really scary being in total darkness. So that's why it's important to take two sets of lights with you. Something you need to be aware of is that you can't immediately escape to the surface if you get into difficulties, which means your survival depends on your problem-solving abilities. You need to recognize what is happening and follow all the correct procedures you've been taught. Having said all that, cave diving isn't dangerous if you follow a few simple rules. Most of the accidents you read about could have been avoided if these people had followed simple steps to reduce the risks involved. Usually, they've done something which wasn't safe, and they should have known better. It's also very important to know when to call a dive or go back. Another big danger is getting lost. Imagine entering an underwater room and looking back to see there is not one, but dozens of passages, and not knowing which way leads back to the entrance. The longer you spend underwater, the more gas you need on your back to help you breathe. You need enough to allow you the time to get back to the entrance if something goes wrong. So it's obviously only a sport for experienced divers. Even if you have all the right equipment, that won't help you if you don't know what you're doing. So you should never attempt cave diving without adequate training. There are lots of good courses to choose from. It takes a special sort of person to become a good cave diver. You must be the kind of person who doesn't panic if something goes wrong, and that takes a great deal of self-control. However, you can learn a lot about yourself from diving, and I think knowing you can survive in such a demanding environment gives you greater confidence, both at work and socially. It won't help you get a job or make friends, but it will make you feel better about yourself. If you're interested in finding out more...
Now you have 30 seconds to check your answers. Now, listen again.
Cave diving, officially the world's most dangerous sport, isn't for everyone. If you're the kind of person who enjoys being underwater in dark, enclosed spaces, then it's probably the ultimate adventure sport. People often say cave diving sounds like their worst nightmare, but for people like me, it's a real passion. It's like the caves have a power over me. What I love about it most is the amazing beauty of these caves, not to mention their incredible size. It's like nowhere else. You're looking at rock formations that are millions of years old, and the water is crystal clear. Another thing I like is that I'm seeing things that no one has ever seen before. I'm like an explorer discovering new places. This is especially true now that I go down on my own. When I was first learning how to dive, I went down with an instructor who showed me where to go, so that wasn't the same. But you shouldn't go alone until you've had lots of practice and experience. Even then, it can be very dangerous, but that's what some divers say they love about it. They enjoy the challenge. I always plan my dives as much as I can, as I prefer to be in control. If I feel stressed, I make mistakes. But if you know what you're doing, then you shouldn't have a problem. I think the worst thing that can happen is if your lights go out for some reason. It's really scary being in total darkness. So that's why it's important to take two sets of lights with you. Something you need to be aware of is that you can't immediately escape to the surface if you get into difficulties, which means your survival depends on your problem-solving abilities. You need to recognize what is happening and follow all the correct procedures you've been taught. Having said all that, cave diving isn't dangerous if you follow a few simple rules. Most of the accidents you read about could have been avoided if these people had followed simple steps to reduce the risks involved. Usually, they've done something which wasn't safe, and they should have known better. It's also very important to know when to call a dive or go back. Another big danger is getting lost. Imagine entering an underwater room and looking back to see there is not one, but dozens of passages, and not knowing which way leads back to the entrance. The longer you spend underwater, the more gas you need on your back to help you breathe. You need enough to allow you the time to get back to the entrance if something goes wrong. So it's obviously only a sport for experienced divers. Even if you have all the right equipment, that won't help you if you don't know what you're doing. So you should never attempt cave diving without adequate training. There are lots of good courses to choose from. It takes a special sort of person to become a good cave diver. You must be the kind of person who doesn't panic if something goes wrong, and that takes a great deal of self-control. However, you can learn a lot about yourself from diving, and I think knowing you can survive in such a demanding environment gives you greater confidence, both at work and socially. It won't help you get a job or make friends, but it will make you feel better about yourself. If you're interested in finding out more...
Now you have 30 seconds to choose your answers. That is the end of the listening task.